Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington on Tuesday, August the 1st, 2017. I'm your host, Ntungamile Nkomo, and tonight we are hosting Mandela Washington Fellows who are here in Washington wrapping up their fellowship. We are streaming live on Facebook at VOA Live Talk. And of course, as you'd know by now, we are also streaming live on our website. That's www.voazimbabwe.com. www.voaindebele.com, as well as on www.voashona.com. And unfortunately, Zimbabwe, we are not taking live calls tonight because we want to accommodate as many of these fellows as we can. Kwaziwaiva tereri kusangana kumuchirongwa chenyu, chirongwa The Connection, chirongwa cheve chidiki cha tinomu pakurai chipiri chega chega nasi nyaya irimugango. Sekutaura kwangu tukutaura ne vamwe vechidiki vari muchirongwa che Mandela Washington Fellowship. Vari muno mu Washington DC vava kupedzisa chirongwa chavo mucharangarira kuti vakauya kuno ku America mumasvondo matanhatu apfuura. Vakanga vachidzidza zvidzidzo zvekuita neutungamiri hwejekerere uye utungamiri hune udzamu kuzvikoro zvakasiyana siyana zvemhando yepamusorosoro muno muAmerica. Saka vadzoka Washington DC vava kupedzisa chirongwa chavo mangwana vachange vachisangana pamusangano wavo wekupedzisira. Uyezve nemusi wechina vanenge vakudzokera kunyika dzakasiyana siyana dzavanobva kwadziri. Mucharangarirazve kuti vechidiki vari muchirongwa ichi vekuZimbabwe vanokwana ivo makumi matanhatu. Saka ndiyo nyaya yatiri kukurukura nezvayo nhasi. Lechona njani zulukandaba yekuti vana kuhlelo lwenu, uhlelo lwabasa kulayo, uhlelo The Connection. Lamhlanje ke si kuma studios lapha sixoxa laba sakhulayo abakuhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship ababuyeke lapha eAmerica kuma vigi ayisithupha edluleyo bebesemakolishini achiyeneyo befunda ke ngezobukhokheli obuqotho. Sebegqibileke izifundo zabo, siza kuzwa ke lamhlanje ukuthi kuyini abakufundileyo. Bafike eWashington khonapha esigodlweni seMelika phela ngempela viki. Abanye bafika izolo baba lomhlangano omkhulu, lamhlanje bayaqhubeka kusasa baba lomhlangano njalo okugqiba izifundo zabo. Kuthi ngolwesine ke babe sebephindela emakhaya. Lizakhumbula ukubana abasakhula beZimbabwe abakulolu hlelo bangamachumi ayisithupha 60. And joining me now in the studio is Gilmore Moyo and Unopa Makanyanga. Mr. Moyo and Makanyanga, welcome on Studio 7. We are honored to have you on.
Thank you.
Ladies first, I prefer.
Thank you very much.
First, Makanyanga, how do you feel to be, to have arrived at this juncture where you are at right now, thanks to the Mandela Washington Fellowship?
Thank you for that. I feel very humbled and honored to be part of this fellowship, being amongst young leaders, people who are like-minded, people who are driven by the same things, people who acknowledge the need for good leadership in Africa, is so humbling.
And which college were you at, and what exactly were you learning?
I was based at a college called Drexel University, which is based in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia. And the major thing that we were learning was civic leadership. So civic leadership, not just being leaders, but being servant leaders, being strategic about the leadership, leading our countries well. And there was just a range of being able to lead oneself, being able to lead others, and then in turn being able to lead institutions.
And back in Zimbabwe, what do you do?
In Zimbabwe, I head a foundation, a nonprofit that bridges a digital divide in poor and marginalized communities. And I do this through strategic partnerships with local NGOs, with international NGOs, with government institutions, and with local communities to try and make their programs better, faster, and more efficient through technology for development.
And what's the name of your organization?
My organization is MyLab Foundation.
MyLab Foundation.
Correct.
Uh-huh. Nah, thank you there, Unopa. And Mr. Moyo, kunjani ba?
Ngiyaphila, kunjani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Eh, bezinjani isifundo?
Hayi, sifunda okuningi kakhulu, but okuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi lathi njengama-African we're challenged ukuthi sicabange differently in terms of i-Africa sithona sikhangela elsewhere, sithona sikhangela ku-East, West, South, everywhere else, but we never look at each other as a people. So I think the most important thing engiyifundileyo ukuthi lathi njengama-Africans, i-solution ikithi. Singabe silokhu sikhangela kwezinye indawo. Kwezinye isikhathi siba ne-dependence syndrome ethize, and then sona siphambana ngoba we feel entitled to certain aid, we feel entitled to certain help, but thina ngokwethu we've got so many resources that can help us njengabantu. So khonokho ikho okunye nje engufindileyo just from interaction nabanye and futhi just into kade sizifunda eklasini.
Ukhuluma ngelokho esiningi esingisi critical thinking, akungiphi umzekeliso owodwa ongawuqamba ukuthi, you know, bengikhangela into enje ngendlela enje, but basifundisile bathi hayi bo, kulokhu khangela ngapha kuphela, khangela inxazonke ubone ukuthi kungahamba njani.
For example, iningi labantu ama-resources, asikwazi ukuthi silama-resources amaningi lapho esiphuma khona. Then we realize ukuthi amanye amazwe nxa bebuya eZimbabwe, babuya nje bethatha, not just eZimbabwe, kwezinye indawo, babuya bethatha, behambe beyelungisa kwamazwe abo. Bebelethe into zona lezi bezithengisa kithi zidura. So besithi thina ngokwethu singazi-created ilokhu zenu. The industry emanufacture into zethu, extract ama raw materials zethu, ama diamonds nalawana, igolide likhona we Africa. Singakhona ukuthi siz extracted, and on top of that we find a way of creating a manufacturer that manufactures those things, cleans those things, we're able to keep the riches within the continent yethu. Ngoba kwezinye isikhathi siyabe sizokhe thina sifuna kuphela silakho okuningi, but siyabe sigoqe izandla sikhangele. Then bona obvious umuntu ohlakaniphile uzabuya ezothatha ebese buya ke ngathatha ehambe eyolungisa ebese buya back ezolithengisela ngemali edurayo. So into ezinjalo nje kade ngisikhangele, especially ama-natural resources esilawo we-Africa neZimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Esaka imimi kuZimbabwe more kuyite
inini kuZimbabwe ndoshana nema-fashion designers and ndinoita quality assurance training nema-fashion designers. So for the past 4 years ndaita partnership ne one of the biggest retailers in Africa. And because they want to go on a quality assurance, they want to quality assurance for all the companies and the retailers who are not stock fashion. So I need to quality assurance training for them. Then after that, to a link to my fashion platforms where they can get exposure, which participate in my fashion shows, my fashion fairs. Then from there, to a link to my outlets and kwasakwa stock. So it's a chain. You get the training, we take you to the next stage, and then you need to be able to sustain yourself. If you started for fashion, or if you study for anything, you need to be able to get paid for what you studied because you invested in your life.
Mm-hmm. Saka zvakakoshesa zvikuru zvamadziza zvamuri kudzokera nazvo kuZimbabwe kuchinja nzira yamanga muchishanda nayo ndezvipi?
I think zvakakosha kakhulu. I'm going to say ngikhuluma ngesiNdebele. Okuqakatheka kakhulu ukuthi just how your business should grow. That's one thing that I learned, ukuthi your business should grow. So sometimes we concentrate on one thing and our businesses are so stagnant. And then we don't see the other opportunities. And for me, what happened is through interacting with other fellow Africans, labanye nje abe melika, I realized that actually my business could grow in this way. Like there's opportunities in other avenues because we're concentrating on one thing. We want to train them. Like, but there's so many people living overseas. 39 million Africans are living abroad. Mm-hmm. They want to access products from home, but good quality products. Then those are new avenues. So I realized, oh, there's a new avenue for me to be able to grow through creating a platform that everyone else can buy. not only from Africa but from outside Africa.
Mm-hmm. Ndizoke kwa uri unopa ndezvipi izva ungati iwewe chimwe chete ichawa uya kunoku usingachizivi asi chauri kuti wakuziva pare zvino that you know and you think that's my one single most important thing that I'm taking home.
I think my one single takeaway would be the importance of collaboration and partnerships. I think for so often we've been trying to do things alone, and it's impossible to create sustainable change when we try and go at it alone. The impact as one is minuscule. But if we collaborate and partner with people who are like-minded and doing things that are similar to our own in many different ways, we will be able to create sustainable change, true transformation in Africa.
And how easy is it, or how difficult is it for people to come together in Zimbabwe, in an economy like Zimbabwe, you know, to forge partnerships, to work together as business people, as people in the civil society? How easy or difficult it is it really for that to happen?
I think that's a paradox. It is very easy, but it is also very difficult. I will say it is very difficult. It is difficult because we come from different communities. We are so diverse. We come from different places. Sometimes we even think of competitiveness and we want to compete. Mm-hmm. But it is also very easy because if we just started where we are, sometimes we want to think of starting from, you know, we want to collaborate with the biggest corporation that's in Zimbabwe. But if me and Gilmore begin here, and if you and I begin here. So it starts from where we are. We shouldn't be talking about doing humongous collaborations. Yes, that is possible. But if we intentionally and strategically start from where we are with what we have, those partnerships and collaborations are easy.
Mm-hmm. I think the most important thing that we need to understand is Amantunje, we are different. Mm-hmm. And that once we acknowledge that, we're able to move forward. Because, you know, sometimes we want to live in this bubble and say, no, we're all the same. No, we are different. And what makes things better is because we're different. So if we realize, okay, we're different, but we have a commonality, a common goal, that's okay. But collaborating, I think, in Zimbabwe so far has been extremely hard because we hardly look at each other as resource persons. I don't see how much, I mean, people don't look at each other and say, oh, this is what I can benefit from you. This is what I can give. People look at each other as a competition, as If I work with this guy, he's going to go way ahead of me. So people never look at each other as collaborators. It's always competition. And we're at that stage right now. And I think maybe it's the space we're living in. That's why we're looking at each other as competition. It's each man for himself, God for us all. Mm-hmm. It's very individualistic right now.
We have men of you guys, as I said earlier. Unopa, in 30 seconds, what's your last word? I know there is many young people in Zimbabwe looking up to you. Give us your last word as we wrap it up.
It starts with you. Just where you are, you can make a difference. It starts with you.
Those are powerful words there coming from Unopa Gilmore Witkubewa.
Game ingenuity with the young people and just basically people in Zimbabwe, you know, let's not wait for someone to come and change things for us. We need to start doing for things for ourselves, because for years we've been looking at people and we feel like we're entitled to receiving aid and support. But the moment we step up and start changing our own community and taking ownership of things that we have is the moment we're going to move forward and become a better people. No one owes us anything, so we should not expect things from people.
There we go. Guys, Unopa Makanyanga and Gilmore Moyo, thank you very much. Tinotenda siyabonga. We wish you guys the best as you go back to Zimbabwe and, you know, pursue your duties with a wider scope now that you are coming out of this program.
Thank you.
Abasanda sichumasi kuhlelo lwe Studio 7 uhlelo lwabasa khula ya uhlelo The Connection vachangoti bata chirongwa ndechenyu chirongwa chive chidiki chirongwa The Connection sekutaura kwangu nasi tine vechidiki vanga vari muchirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship avo vakupedza chirongwa ichi saka tafunga zveku vakoka kuti vange vachiuya muma studios edu nasi tinzo kuti zvii zvavadzidza uyezve kana vadzokera kuZimbabwe zvii zvavange zvavachange vachiita kusimudzira mabasa avo kana kuti kusimudzira upenyu weruzhinji rweZimbabwe njengokwazi kwenu uhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship luhlelo olwasungulwa ngowaye ngumongameli weMelika umnumzana Barack Obama ngenjongo yokuphakamisa abasakhulayo vezwekazi leAfrika kundaba zobukhokheli obuqotho la kundaba zobukhokheli kwezamabhizimusi chirongwa ichi chakaparurwa nava Barack Obama avo vakambova mutungamiri weAmerica uyezve chinangwa chacho ndechekusimudzira vechidiki vemuAfrica munyaya dzeutungamiri weJekerere. And moving on, joining me now is Frederick Ntokozo Nkiwane. Good evening, Baba. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Hayi, siyabonga.
Yeah, bekunjani?
Hayi, kube mnandi. Bekunzima, hayi, kodwa kube mnandi.
Bekunzima ngapi kahle kahle ukuchazisa?
I program le ilamaphatha aqhakathekile amabili. Bayithi academic lapho esenza khona izifundo nama lecture ezokazi leMerika. And then ibe le component abayithi practical learning lapho sivakatshela khona amankampani siyabona ukuthi enza njani into zawo and besivakatshela la amankampani ayenza ngcono ukudlula umhlaba wonke njengabo Coca-Cola labo UPS labo IBM. So isikhathi sakhona hayi besilala sikhathele nje zokuzonke emihla yonke nje kungela sikhathi sokuphumula kodwa kube mnandi.
Yini emqoka eqhakathekileyo oyitholileyo obuyela layo eZimbabwe ngolwesine nje?
Hayi, into emqoka engiyifundileyo ukuthi society develops when businesses thrive. Ngesindebele ngathi impila kahle kaZulu iyathuthuka mama bizimusi esebenza kahle ethola imali esenza ukuthi iprofit ngoba ngaleso sikhathi abantu bayathola imisebenzi ngaleso sikhathi abantu bayabhadala ama tax and ngaleso sikhathi uZulu nje uyabejabulile yikho kwenza abantu bezwe kazi leMelika bekhanye bejabulile isikhathi sonke.
And also joining me in the studio is Indoda enkulu. Vathi ngulibhameni kuyali kodwa ngimazi enguLiberty is a Liberty Bebe. Kunjani Bebe?
Ngiyaphila, kunjani baba?
Hayi, siyaphila. Bekunjani kuhlelo?
Uhlelo lube lumnandi, lube lulude, kunenge sikufundileyo. Mina kimi ngathi lungi phathise kakhulu, ngifunda into eziningi, ngihlangane lenhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo oluntu kweMelika, ngafunda ukuthi kuzona zisebenza njani, ngihlangane lalabo ababusayo kweMelika esingathi ngama congressmen and women, ngezwa ukuthi ibona imbono yabo imi ngapi ngelizwe ngeAfrica jikelele kodwa ngelizwe leZimbabwe. Ngahlangana nje laba singakuthi ngama ordinary people, abantu kazana kweMelika, saxoxisana sabona ukuthi bona baphila njani, bayibona njani iMelika leAfrica. So kunenge ngifunde kibo okuqhakathekile kodwa kimi ngengikufunde kwabanye ontanga beAfrica. Bangenze ngananzelela ukuthi udobo lweZimbabwe endlala ngithi ngoleZimbabwe kuphela, hayi ayisilo lweZimbabwe, ngoleAfrica yonke nje.
What are you taking back home, Bebe? What's your main takeaway?
Hey, kunenge ngizahamba lakho kodwa okuqhathekile kimi ukuthi ngihlanganele labontanga kweMelika abangenze ngananzelela ukuthi akulanto esizayenzelwa ngomunye umuntu njengabontanga. Nxa ontanga bezimbabwe bengasukumanga baqala ukwenza izinto ezingaguqula impilo zabo, akula umuntu ozabasiza. So kimi kungenza ngisale ngilenqobe yokuthi ngebuyele kwele Zimbabwe ngiye sebenzisana ndawonye labontanga ukuthi babone ukuthi hayi akula sizo oluzavela phezulu eceleni kumbe ngapi, usizo lonke lukibo bona njengabontanga, lokuthi bangabona ukuthi kumele bona baphakame lesizwe seZimbabwe sizaphakama, le ndawo esiphila kizo sizaguquka.
Mhm. Abondi ba Liberty Bebe bari kutaura iwo kuti vasvenura zvavadzidza zvakakoshesa zvavawana muchirongwa ichi ndezvekuti nyika yeZimbabwe ingangobudirira chete kana vanhu veZimbabwe vakashanda chete. Ayo anova manzwi echokwadi mamanzwa zvekare kubva kuna mukoma Gilmore na unopa makanyanga vachangobva pamepo. Enda, back to you, Nkiwane. Give us a brief background of yourself. What do you do back in Bulawayo?
Okay, I'm from Bulawayo naturally. I come from Bulawayo, but I'm now based in Harare, and I'm a commercial banker. The job involves trying to find financial solutions to small businesses that generate 1 million and less per year. So generally, that's what I do. I try and assist businesses to move from startup phase to big business.
You're a banker. Where is the money, man? There is no money in the banks. What's going on?
There is money in the banks, but it's not enough for everyone. So the situation will probably improve if Zimbabwe exports more. So with the young crop that we brought here, we got networks and market opportunities in the U.S. We're hoping that they will export more, and those export profits are very easy to transform into hard cash. The same relief is similar to the relief that is brought through whenever Zimbabwe exports a lot of tobacco to the United States via PAT.
Mm-hmm. And back to you, Bebe. We know Zimbabwe is a country in crisis. We are at the crossroads, politically, economically, socially. You know, we are a country in a big mess. How do we proceed? Where do we go from here? We have an election coming up next year. How do we get there and make sure that it's just an election? There is no repeat of the kind of violence that we have seen previously, especially in 2008.
Hey, those are difficult questions because Zimbabwe, like you say, finds itself in a crossroad. We have a regime that is old and not providing solutions. We have a president who has reached his sunset years. We have an economy that is collapsing. We have Zimbabweans that are living in desperation. And our only hope is that we must find a way of democratically changing the system of governance in our country so that more citizens begin to participate. So you talk about the election. Problem ye election or kumbe ngithi ithuba ye election elilethayo ukuthi inika abantu beZimbabwe another opportunity again to decide how they think their future should look like. It gives them a hope yokuthi mhlawumbe okakhathesi labo ababalayo bazakwazi ukubala kuhle. Those that count the numbers. Kodwa uhlupho esilalo yikuthi ikomishini ekhokhela ezokhetho abantu abaningi abayithembi, layo indlela eziphethe ngayo iyenza abantu bengayithembi. Kunje ilizwe leZimbabwe litshintsha indlela yokubhalisa abantu kuvota, kodwa ikomishini ayikaqalisi ukufundisa abantu ukuthi kutshoni. Ikomishini indlela ekhethe ngayo labo abazokhokhela umbi inkampani yiyeza sinika imchina yokwenza abantu abaningi basele bemangela ukuthi kati kwenze njani la ukuthi laba bayiwin later ndabayiwin njani ikomishini indlela ephethe ngayo udaba lwama-by elections abantu abaningi balokho besithi hawu kulabantu abakhanya bephuma lapha ukuthi ba registile ukuvota iminyaka yabo amagama abo kebe kufanana igama kodwa kungafanani amafeyisi kuma-ID umuntu wakhona ukuthi uvote njani. So kule nto eziningi okumele zilungiswe. Okwesibili, kumele amaZimbabweans ngokwawo akwazi ukuthi akula enye indlela abangazisiza ngayo phandle kokuthi basukume bayebhalisa ukuvota, basukume bayevota ngobuningi babo. Kungabe kunzima, kungabe bengela themba lokuthi baza kwenza kuhle, kodwa nxa singalahli themba sihlale ezindlini singenzi lutho kuyahlala kunjalo. Esiza kwenza ukuthi ngemva kokhetho sizabe sesichinga njalo sicomplaina.
And you work with a youth organization. I've seen a campaign by your organization, urging, calling on young people to register. How is that campaign resonating with young people?
The campaign esiyenzayo, the campaign okuthiwa I Vote 2018, esithi thina personal commitment yontanga. Personal commitment by a young person to vote in 2018. Indlela esiyenza ngayo ukuthi sikhulumisana labontanga ku WhatsApp, sikhulumisana labontanga through ama video esiwathumeza, video animations, sihamba kuma community sizwisisana labontanga ukuthi kuyini okwenza bengavoti. Sile esikuthi Spider Web Network yabontanga abayibo abahamba beqoqa abanye ontanga ukuthi baphatheke kuhlelo loku register ukuvota. Ngicabanga ukuthi esesikwenzile okwamanje ukuthi ontanga abasemadolobheni iningi labo sikwazile ukubafinyelela, sikwazile ukuthi sikuxoxisane labo, siyakwazi ukuthi lanxa kule information efunakalayo siyabathola. Uhlupho esilalo yikufinyelela ontanga abasemakhaya endi kungenxa yezizathu ezimbili kumbe ezintathu. Okokuqala ukuthi i-technological advancement yethu ayikaspredi kakhulu isiyafika emakhaya, amakhaya amaningi abantu abalayo i-access to network. Okwesibili ukuthi kunzima, kuvaliwe, kuvinjiwe. Nxa ufuna ukwenza umhlangano kule nto sowafakwa kuthiwa ngama-youth officers, sibonile umongameli esithi kababiselwe emsebenzini, yibo akade abenza kube nzima ukuthi nxa usebenza labo ntanga ukwazi ukubafinyelela ontanga. Khathesi nxa usebenza inhlansi yabontanga uyaclear lamapholisa, uyaclear lama-CIO, uyaclear le-Ministry of Youth through ama-youth officers. So i-bureaucracy yakhona isuke ibe ningi, yenze kube nzima ukuthi umuntu akwazi ukusebenzisana labontanga kalula. Asikho ukuthi sesikhalele kule ndlela eziningi esizisebenzisayo. Sisayasebenza lezinye inhlanganiso ezisebenza emakhaya, sisebenze labontanga abasemakhaya ukuthi sikwazi ukufinyelela leyo constituency.
Ithwana kanje inhlanganiso yakho?
I-National Youth Development Trust.
National Youth Development Trust, Liberty Bebelo. Those who've just joined in, this is your youth forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And tonight we are hosting some of the Mandela Washington fellows who are wrapping up their program here in Washington. Coming back to you, Nkiwane, let's talk about mobile banking. I know it's big in Zimbabwe with EcoCash and all those other facilities. But how is online banking in general?
Zimbabwe is one of those countries where mobile penetration is very high. It's not abantu bonke nje eZimbabwe banama cell phone. So i-mobile banking isikhulile eZimbabwe. Bona wonke umuntu ongathi uyayifuna uyayithola. And mobile banking isitshengisa ukuthi isetshenziswa ngoZulu kakhulu. UZulu uyayithanda ngoba iconvenient, benza abantu yenza abantu bengayo ukuyangena nje abejoin amalayini bengene ebhanga into ezinjalo, ngoba ama branches amaningi amabhanga sevala ngenxa yokuthi hayi asasebenzi, kuyinto enhle kakhulu. And yancedisa kakhulu ukuthi siqhubekele phambili ngohlelo esithi financial inclusion. I-financial inclusion ukuthi uZulu nje in general emakhaya kumbe emadolobheni ethole ama-services ebhanga. Ikhokheshi isiyenze kahle kakhulu ukuthi even abogogo abasemakhaya bethole ama-banking services. So hayi, i-mobile banking eZimbabwe singathi into esi-advanced, it's approaching world leading. Okumele sikulungise nje ilolu daba ke wabuza ngalo ukuthi siyenze njani ukuthi mawa abantu bengafuni ukusebenzisa i-mobile banking bekwanise ukuthi bethole imali ema-bank. Ma singalungisa lolu daba, hayi, i-financial system yezwekazi leZimbabwe iqinile.
I-online banking in general, njengokuthi nxa mfuna ukuvula i-account, asithi ngile account e-Stanbic. Angazi sakhona yini Stanbic.
Isasekhona iphi?
Okay, I used to have an account. I don't know what happened to it. And that was before the lisiba ngama millionaire. I used to be a millionaire as well, by the way. Asithi ngile account eStanbic, and mfuna ukuba, you know, ngisenze ama transactions online. Can I open an account online? Ngibe ngikwanisa ukushift izimali, ngizibonela ngingena ku-internet ngibona ukuthi okay, ibhalansi yami imalini, lapha ngithenge ngihambe okay, ngathenga i-grocery engaka, sokusela imali engaka. Can I do that?
Yeah, njengoba ngike ngakhuluma nje ukuthi i-financial system yezwekazi leZimbabwe ayiqinile. So konke lokho kuyatholakala, uyakwanisa ukungena ku-online system, uthumele imali lapho ufuna ukuyithumela khona, ubone ukuthi ngobani obabhadalileyo, ubone ukuthi ule malini. Kwamanye amabhanga ngathi athuthukile, uyakhona ukuthi uvin utshintshe imali engayenziwa i-online banking ukuze imali yakho ingantshontshwa, or ma u-uncomfortable ukuthi ama information yakhe yaziwa. So hayi, konke lokhu kuyenzeka kumabhenki amaningi nje kuzwekazi leZimbabwe. Ma singakhuluma ngama-problem esilawo ku-financial system eZimbabwe, asile amaningi esingathi a-technical, ngoba i-financial system yethu singathi world class. Silama-bank angu-4 singathi ngama-international bank, kule Barclays, kule Standard Chartered, kule Stanbic Bank, bese kusiza i-MPCA bank. La ngamabhanga a-world class. Sibe la wethu anjengabo Stewart Bank azama ukuletha ama-world class systems elizweni. So kuma system ngathi yonke into ilungile. Masingalungisa indaba yokuthi izwekazi leZimbabwe lithengise kakhulu, lithengisele amanye amazwe singathi ngama exports. Bese sidevelopa ke ama industry ukuthi aproduce locally okuningi, singathumeli foreign currency eningi kakhulu kuphandle kwelizwe. Hayi, siyabe sesiyilungisile indaba yokushota kwe-cash, and lapho ke sesingahamba sithengisa ilizwe lethu kuma-investors, siqalise ukuthola imali evela kwamanye amazwe kuma-opportunities amaningi. IZimbabwe singengalokhu ngakhuluma ukuthi ile mobile penetration ye-110%. Phezu kwalokho i-literacy rate ingaphezulu kwe-92%. Phezu kwalokho nje siphinde sibe lama-mineral, isiphele mgwaqo ngathi ilungise, ingathi yasebenza kahle. So lokho kungakwanisa uku-attract ama-investors amaningi kuzwekazi leZimbabwe.
Thank you, and let's wrap it up, gentlemen, and move on to another pair of your colleagues. Which college were you at, by the way?
Mina bengise eClark Atlanta University, bayibiza bethi historically black university. Ayila abantu abasebenza gadalala kulelizwe.
And your last words to some of the young people out there watching up to you.
Hayi bafowethu, asilungiseni leli lizwe. Asifuni kuba lamahloni 37 years down the line sesibuzwa ngabantu abethu ukuthi besenzani. Asilungiseni leli lizwe.
Mhm. Wena Pepo, ukuyiphi college by the way?
Mengise Rutgers University in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Akuyiqibe ungathini kwabanye abasakhulayo, you know, who are looking up to you, ababukileyo nje manje mhlawumbe bayazibuza ukuthi ubhebhe ufike njani khona le lami ngingafika njani.
Engakutsho okubili, okokuqala ngivumelana lo mfo wethu lapho ukuthi hayi ukuze ilizwe leZimbabwe liluke, abantu beZimbabwe kumele bephakame balungise ilizwe labo, ontanga beZimbabwe kumele bephakame balungise ilizwe labo, akulo umuntu ozabayenzela. Okwesibili, amathuba amaningi phandle, asidinge namathuba njengabontanga, sidinga amathuba sikwazi ukuthi sithuthukise ulwazi lwethu. Singathuthukisa ulwazi lwethu, sihambe kwamanye amazwe, sibone ukuthi bona benza njani, sizenza ngcono kulizwe leZimbabwe. Ngiyabonga.
Thank you there, Bebe Ndankiwane, gentlemen. We wish you the best as you go back to Zimbabwe this Thursday.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Aha, abo banga bariba Liberty, Bebe na ba Frederick Ntokozo Nkiwane ba Bebe vanoshanda ni vechidiki uyezwe ba Nkiwane inyanzi munyaze kushanda kwe mabanga munyaze mari vanga vachitaura ivo ba Nkiwane kuti dambudzi kure mari rekushomeka kwemari rekuendera mberi muZimbabwe, uyezve vataura zvekare sekutaura kwaita vaBebe kuti zvinodikanwa muZimbabwe ndezvekuti senyika sevechidiki sevanhu vemuZimbabwe kana tichida kunge tichigadzirisa inyaya iripo zvinodikanwa kuti tiwanikwe tichishandira pamwe chete tichibatana se muri yeZimbabwe, se vanhu vemo Zimbabwe. And those who are just joining in, uhlelo ngolwenu, uhlelo lwabasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection, chirongwa ndechenyu, chirongwa The Connection, nasi tichikurukura nevamwe vechidiki vari muchirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship. Vapinda mustudio parizvino ndiva Tinei Mukwewa, vanova Gweta, vakapfeka flag yeZimbabwe. Tukunavo apa tina Thubelihle Ndlovu. Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo maNdlovu lo Mkwewa.
Siyathaba ukuba khona.
Nditange nemwi vaMkwewa, zvii zvamadzidza muchirongwa ichi?
Zvakawanda zvatadzidza muchirongwa, zvinosanganisira kuti chii chatingaita kuti tishambadze nyaya yekodzero dzevanhu, kuti vanhu vazive bumbiro remutemo, nekuti vanhu vakawanda kuUnited States vanenge vanoziva nezvebumbiro remutemo, asi vanhu vekuZimbabwe havazive bumbiro remutemo.
Ko flag chii patriotism ika?
Zvinoratidza kuti nyika toida, and kuZimbabwe kwatobva, iko zvino kune mutemo unoti haufanirwe kushambadza flag. Saka isu taona kuti kunoku vanhu vanobvumirwa kufamba wakabata flag, even dzimba chaidzo dzine flag kuratidza kuti unofara nekuti unobva kwakakupi.
Ngibuye kuwe maNdlovu, belunjani uhlelo?
Hayi, uhlelo belusisize kakhulu. Silolekile, sihlanganele ezingcitshi kwezamabhizimusi, safunda okuningi okuzasiza amabhizimisi ethu ekhaya.
Wena ukuliphi college?
I was at the University of Nevada.
Kuyini okumqoka obuyela la kweZimbabwe ukutholile eNevada?
I think for me the key takeaway is business ethics. Kuhlanganela lo bungcitshi lokucabanga ukuloleka kwengqondo, I think basically innovation and creativity and idea generation is basically what we got.
EZimbabwe yenzani kahle?
Ngiku bizimusi le microfinance.
Nxa sithi microfinance lapha ukhuluma ngani simpatho, you know, siyazi ngikhuluma nge microfinance ngikhuluma ngikanye izimpatho labana baboleka abantu izimali uthi ungakhothi si payment eyone sodatelwa ma TV ikweli kwenza.
Hayi, thina isikho sikwenzayo, thina senza i microfinance isimpatho ngenye into etshene kakhulu okokuthi nxa ungabhadalanga uyathola umuntu esebuya lehloka. Hayi, thina isikho esikwenzayo, thina we are doing microfinance the proper way under the supervision of the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. So liyaboleka abantu imali babe sebebhadala kancane kancane, liyayithola yini imali yokuboleka abantu njengoba isilela kangaka elizweni labo alubana beyitholile bayenelisa yini ukulibhadala?
Thina ngingathi senza esingathi i-social microfinance, sisebenza labo mama labo ntanga, sisebenza emakhaya. Uyathola ukuthi kuchiyene i-experience yethu le-experience yabantu abasebenza emadolobheni, ngoba thina abantu esisebenza labo ngabantu abathembekileyo kakhulu. Le mali esizinikayo asizomali ezinkulu kakhulu, so uyathola ukuthi hayi ukubhadala bayabhadala. Bakhona aba yehlulekayo ukubhadala kodwa ababaningi kakhulu.
Mm-hmm. So do you only work with women or pretty much everyone else?
Basically we work with women and the youth and sisebenza emakhaya.
Emakhaya kuphela.
Emakhaya lasedolobheni kodwa kakhulu emakhaya.
Mm-hmm. Coming back to you Mkwewa. Segweta swizwa ma wona zvaka koshesa zvamungati izvinda zvidzidza kuAmerica pakushanda kwenyadze kuchengetedzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu kana kuti kuchengetedzwa kwemutemo. Saka ndakudzokera nazvo kuZimbabwe se inengo kana mutungamiri weavameli. Muri mutungamiri weavameli handiti iyo inova iro rinova sangano remagweta anorwira kodzero dzevanhu muBulawayo. Zvii zvakakoshesa zvamuri kudzoka nazvo zvamuchashandisa pakuvandudza nyadze kufambiswa kwemutemo nekuchengetedzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu?
I think for me the most important take home that I can take is that access to justice should be a fundamental right. United States ndakadzidza and ngifundile ukuthi in order for you to protect someone's right, first they must know what rights have been violated. So okuqhakathekileyo ukuthi sifundise abantu bazi amalungelo aphakathi kwesisekelo sabo. Uyathola ukuthi usane olwase United States luyakwazi into ethiwa yi-Fifth Amendment, ukuthi the right to remain silent. Uthole kutshengisa ukuthi kuyafundiswa lokho. Thina uthola ukuthi hayi ilungelo lakho awulifundiswa esikolo. So ungathola ukuthi ilungelo lakho nxa libekuthathela, you are unable to assert a right that you do not know. So ngifundile kwelaseMelika ukuthi kuyini esingakwenza ukuthi abantu bazi amalungelo abo, njalo lokuthi amalungelo abo amqoka.
Saka zvii zvamuri kuita ise sangano remagweta kuBulawayo kuZimbabwe kudzidzisa vanhu nenyadze kodzero dzavo izi?
Ndazoona kuUnited States kuti udzidzise vanhu hazvireve kuti you must have conferences. Zvatajaira kumusha kuti unongoita conference. Tadzidza neanonzi malearning skills kuti ungadzidzisa sei vanhu zvinova involver. Ne buy-in, how do you access buy-in from vanhu vakudzidzisa? Izvo statisi nazvo kuchikoro kwatodzidza kugweta tongodzidziswa kuenda kucourt, but hatizodzidzisi zvinonzi advocacy skills. Saka kuchikoro kwatatiri uku tachidzidziswa advocacy skills, kana kuti ngesindebele vati yikukhankasa, ukuze ufundise uzulu jikelele laye azwe ukuthi indikimba yendaba yipi. Ngoba ungathumela nje igqweta ukuthi liyokhuluma, liyaqalisa ukukhuluma ngamanye ama language ongazwisisiyo esithi ngesikhiwa illegalize okokuthi abantu bacina sebephambaniseka ikhanda ngalokho ukukhulumayo kodwa ungafunda ukuthi ukhuluma kanjani labantu uzathola ukuthi imessage yakho iyahamba
Tichitarisa zvere kuitika muZimbabwe parizvino mungati takamira papi senyika panya dzekuchengetedzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu uyezve kuchengetedzwa kwemutemo
tinoona kuti kuZimbabwe tine mutemo yakanaka ingaita kuti Zimbabwe ibudirire but mutemo iyi tine inoti selective application of the law kuti pane vamwe yavasingabati pa selective application futi tobva taita inonzi absence of the rule of law kuti pamwe mutemo haishande kune vamwe patinoshanda kune vamwe chitaura kudai takanzwa kuti kune mumwe akasungwa ainzi Ricky Nathanson akasungirwa kunzi akapinda mutoilet But unobva wabvunza kuti apati munhu abvumirwe kupinda mutoilet. But wabvunza kuti aiwa munhu yanzi ari different. But ndipo paunoona kuti United States manje inova yaaccepta kuti pane vamwe vanhu ari different from isusu. And inova yava accepta. Inozama kuvagadzirirawo upenyu hwavo kuti munhu wese awane mugariro wakanaka. But isusu kwedu kune vamwe vatinoti aiwa ava vanhu. Then vamwe vatinoti they are Western dogs. But United States unoona kuti munhu wese, mutema, murungu, even vamwe vatinoti ma sexual minorities, very accepted. But isu kwedu, kune vamwe vanonzi aiwa ava vakanaka, aiwa ava ndiwe party iri right, aiwa ava ndiwe vanotengesa nyika, vatinoti ma regime change activist.
Mm-hmm. And, A number of human rights organizations have warned that there will be an escalation in human rights violations as we head towards next year's election. Would you agree?
I would agree because the president has just issued a statement to the effect that 2,000 ghost workers, whom we do not know what they were doing, are supposed to be brought back. And these ghost workers were trained, and we do not know what they were trained for and what they were doing. So it definitely is a signal to say at some point in time, Zimbabwe is going to a watershed election where there is a likelihood of violence. I am not being prophetic, but there are clear indications that this time around, violence might come in unimaginable proportions.
And how do you avoid it?
We can avoid it by having people keeping watch, documenting what is happening. What is important is to be able to document. But at the same time, we also need to engage communities. Engage communities so that there is peace, there is transparency, there is tolerance. The most important thing is tolerance. So there is need for civil society movement to start engaging people in non-violent strategies so that we reduce the amount of violence that might come. And also the violence mitigation strategies have to be, civil society has to press itself to engage the traditional leaders who are also watchdogs.
Mm-hmm. Amandlo, you have a crystal ball. Where are we headed as a country?
In terms of?
Well, you know, we are at a critical juncture right now. There's no cash in the country. There's an election coming up. You are a young person, I'm sure. You have hopes and aspirations for the future, but we know where we are as a country. What do you think, how do you foresee our future?
Okay, in terms of the election that is coming up, not...
Put the election, you know, in the mix, put the cash shortages, you know, put the knowledge that you gained from this experience and everything.
Okay, I'm going to comment about the cash shortages. I think basically what I discovered here in America was that it's basically a cashless society, a cashless country. For instance, Tina Sambe sa figa e Google. Ngazam ukuthenga bengile something that I wanted to buy nge cash bangiyalisa. But I have to use a card. So I had to take out my card and swipe. Ngathenga nge card. Of which I think it's something that we need to take back home and teach everybody ukuthi we can survive in a cashless situation. Another thing that we were taught was to be positive. Mina bengu entrepreneurship track. So sibe silolwa about being a good entrepreneur, not complaining, not taking advantage of all the problems and, yeah, creating solutions out of that.
In a way, to be like, what's his name? Winky D. Gaffer. Ule Nyingoma. Vengayazi ngifundiswe ngomunye umuntu last week or so. Ithi life yangu iyakawumbwa nema negatives. Life yangu ifoto iyakawumbwa nema negatives. So in a way belifundiswa to to use ama negative situation akona to get a positive outcome.
Yes, I think you are right. I'll give an example. For instance, mina Nvelengai, right? And I was so privileged to meet with other entrepreneurs from Kenya, from Nigeria, from Burundi, who were telling me the solutions that they're employing back home in their rural communities. And I was challenged to say, I come from Gai back home. It's an opportunity for me to go back home and actually uplift and use whatever resources are there in Gai and to make sure that my people are also rise.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of impact have you made emaphandleni ikakhulu lapho likhona elisebenzela khona liboleka nje abantu izimali libona lawo besenza ama projects.
Okay, tina ngathi sisebenza kakhulu ebubi emzingwane kobulawayo lapho sisebenze khona ungabuza ontanga kumbomama bayakutshela ukuthi ngathi ngabontanga esebenze labo lama business abo lapho sabafica bekhona lalapha sebekhona kathesi uyathola even even the chiefs they'll be commenting that what did you do to these young people, they are doing something with their lives. We train them on entrepreneurship. We give them small loans. We monitor them, and they are doing well. They are actually doing something with their lives. Abanye kade sebezikhalalile, now they have hope because of us. That's what we do. Senza kakhulu impact in microfinance.
Kanti kithi indaba lingafiki.
Gini kungapi?
Esikhala ngene plum to go goma dlambuthi.
Sizafika kulalapha singasoze sifike khona.
Ah, kumele lifike impela. Lingafika amadlambu silaphana likhone ngendlela ekuthiwa kusemkhomeni lihambe 7 kilometers ukuthiwa komangubo kulapha enhleli khona.
Hayi, sizafika.
Aha. Abasanda sixhuma uhlelo ngolwenu. Uhlelo The Connection batsha ngoti bata. Chirongwa ndeche nyo chirongwa chebe chidiki chirongwa The Connection. Nasi, tiri kukurukura neve chidiki vari muchirongwa che Mandela Washington Fellowship. Icho cha vakusvika kwa mvura yacheka makumbo. Vari kuita misangano yavo vakatanga nezuro muno muguta guru reWashington. Uyezve misangano iyi iri kuenderera mberi apo vachange vachipana mazano. Mangwana vachange vava kuvhara chirongwa ichi. Kuchange kune makurukota kana kuti maofficials ehurumende yeAmerica ndiwo achange achivhara chirongwa ichi, anosanganisira Senator Chris Coons vekuDelaware. Uhlala ekhona ke ubaba Chris Coons usenator phela nxa kugqitshwa lolu hlelo. Wayevameke ukuba khona ngesikhathi kusalo Obama ezangumongameli yena Obama ke owasungula lolu loluhlelo lonyaka umongameli ngoDonald Trump uloku qhubeka ke esiza yena uSenator Coons ongasoze abe khona ngumongameli weMelika uObama wayevama ukubuya ngaso sonke isikhathi ngoba uhlelo ngolwakhe kodwa uDonald Trump will not avail himself he will not participate in this program. Coming back to you, Mr. Mukwewa, and of course, Mandlo, did you guys get any sense as to whether this program is coming to an end or it will continue next year?
We were advised that they have a budget for next year. But they are not guaranteed that after next year they might be the program might continue. But however, we hope that the results will speak for themselves, that there is need for the program to continue, as so many young people that have passed through this program have been able to make a change in their communities.
Mandlo, would you love to see this program coming to an end?
Definitely not, because, for instance, I benefited a lot, not only from the Americans, but from my fellow Africans. I now see Africa as being flat. I see myself being able to collaborate with other fellows from Botswana, from Zambia, from all over Africa. So basically, I think this is a mutually beneficial program, both to Africa and the Americans. So I would support that it continues.
Mm-hmm. And talking about connections, were you able to forge alliances with people from elsewhere here in the U.S., you know, other African countries, probably people who do exactly what you do or something similar to what you do?
Yes, definitely. I managed to form an alliance with fellows from other African countries, of which I don't think ngiyafuna ukuthi ngikutshele kathezi ngoba kungonakala. Ngifuna ukuthi ngikhulume nxa isikhathi sesifikile.
Nxa sivuthiwe.
Yeah.
Mhm, bathi sizayicela isivuthiwe. Kodwa bebekhona abenza exactly elikwenza laba abasebenza emakhaya.
Yes, yes, bebekhona especially eKenya. Ngithande kakhulu what eKenya they are doing ngoba kukhanya ngani bona hey baba phambili uyathola ukuthi abantu babo bemakhaya bayabasiza ngendlela emangalisayo ukuthi hey nze ngacela ukuthi bambhalele phansi ukuthi bayenza njani and I think back home kuzasiza kakhulu.
Mhm. Uqwetha bamkwewa magona yere kunge mochi wana ma contacts mochi itswaga ma contacts kune vamwe vechidiki va mungagona kushanda navo kana madzokera enyu kuZimbabwe.
Yeah, amathuva satholile tawana mikana yakati one day tiri kuno mimwe mikana yacho even nemabasa vamwe vanga vachitonzi kana uchikwanisa tokwanisa kugadzira kuti udzoke nezva zvichitika taona mikana yekuti tingashandirana nevamwe vanoita nezva tinoita ndisingadome nyika but pane kune dzimwe nyika basa rimwe ratoita havasati vatanga kuriita vanoona kukosha kwaro vachikumbira kuti dai mauyawo kunyika kwedu mozodzidzisa vamwe vedu variko tione kuti nesuwo tingaita sei.
Mm-hmm. Saka manga muri kune chipi chikoro zviya?
Inda ndiri ku University of Delaware, ku Newark, Delaware, kunonzi kuma Blue Hens.
Tichi kurukura pachirongwa chino ichi muchire kuZimbabwe. I think manga masairura nemazuva mashoma kuti munge muchiuya kuno kumaka nga muchichema nehufu kuti kosazandoriwana here ikoko. Makazoriwana?
Sadza ndochunhu chekutanga chandakawana. Takasuka tikariwana sadza but upfu wacho wakatisiya ne watinowana because wakatsetseka stereke
kwamna kutenga flower
ndo zvimwe zvandotya kuti vamwe vakuti wanga usiri upfu but wanga uri flower but ndakaona wakanyorwa kunzi upfu.
Aha, Amandlo, wena ukuphi college?
Bengise University of Nevada.
Aha, by the way, and this does it for us tonight, Zimbabwe. Thank you to Thobelihle Ndlovu, Tinei Mukwewa, Liberty Bebe, Unopa Makanyanga, Gilmo Moyo, as well as Frederick Ntokozo Nkiwane. Let's make another date next week. By the way, congratulations to you all. You are a bunch of winners. Good night, Zimbabwe. I'm Thungameli Nkomo.